Dave Moore on Today FM.
Right, I got Willie Connors with me. He's a tip hurler. He's a two-time All-Ireland winner. Good morning.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
I'm very well. Good to talk to you. Are you keeping well?
I'm all good now, Dave. All good, yeah.
You've a busy weekend ahead. We'll get to all the little elements that make up your busy weekend in a second. But let's talk about the tip jersey. Because as the All-Ireland champions, you know, people like Colm Minogue here sitting beside me are very excited about the release of the new tip jersey. They want to make sure they know everything there is to know about it. They want to see who's going to be on the front of the jersey. I mean, there's so many things here going on.
Yeah, no, it's the jersey launch was there the other day. Clover, after taking over sponsorship, they're linked in with Pfizer. But no, it's smashing jersey. It's there's a shine to it that you don't see in the photos.
Ah.
But no, it shows up real well. A few boys kind of helped design it, and they're fans of Arsenal. So they do you know the retro jersey for Arsenal?
Yes.
They kind of put that glimmer through it as well.
Ooh.
I don't know why, but they did. So it's interesting. Yeah,
and you reckon it works?
Oh, it does, yeah. No, it's smashing.
And
yeah,
it's smashing. You think, like, obviously jerseys take on iconic status when the team wins something in them, right? So, you know, obviously last year's jersey would be so important to so many people, and there'll be signed, framed ones up in all of the pubs around Tipperary for decades to come. But when you look at a jersey, do you get a sense of it at the beginning? Like, are you excited about what's going to happen next year in the jersey? You may or may not win, you don't know now, but like, are you excited about when you see a jersey?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's just great to see new jerseys going out there the whole time. But no, it's looking forward to wearing this one now next year. Like you said, when you win something in the older one, you kind of feel like you want to stay with it. But sure, like you said, you mightn't win next year, and that's the way it may go. But hopefully, we'll give it a good crack again and see what happens.
I'd say you will. Well, 14th of November, it's going to come out via Intersport Elveries and O'Neill's.com. You can pick up the new jersey. And as Willie was saying, Clover, the world's smartest point of sale system under their parent company, Fiserv, will be on the jersey. Very exciting. Looking forward to seeing Colm Minogue showing that off. Now, listen, I know you're a double All-Ireland winner, Willie, right? And listen, congratulations on tremendous success. But have you ever won the Go Ahead Ireland Dublin Junior A Championship?
Unfortunately, I never did. No. Ah. So, and I know the lad beside you did.
He did. And he's so proud.
Is he out tomorrow, the 8th? Is he playing the All Ireland quarterfinal?
That's right, Willie. Yeah, you're on top of things. Yeah. You're on top of things. the Leinster quarterfinal is on tomorrow. So, you know, I know you had the All Stars tonight, but sure, if you're not too sick, you can come along to bring all the boys with you to the match tomorrow.
Where is it on, Colm?
It's on an O'Toole Park there in Dublin. Would you believe the county final was Mr. Dave Moore's very first hurling match? He'd never been to a hurling match before the county final, but
don't
he went to it.
Don't tell Willie that, he'll hate me.
I was saying,
do you know what, Willie? I swear to God, like, I've seen hurling on the telly minutes. I've watched yourselves lifting the trophy. You know, every time there's an All Ireland, I'll watch it. But I've never been to a hurling. Even as a kid, I played football. So I play Gaelic football, but I never picked up a hurl in my life. And then even when my kids were, like, I never saw them play any sport like that. They play soccer, they play Gaelic football, but they don't play hurling or camogie or anything. So it was my first real hurling match, and I swear to God, I was converted. It was absolutely phenomenal.
But I was saying to Dave, I was like, could you imagine if you were in Croke Park in July and you got to experience the All-Ireland final? Like that, like whatever, a Junior A Dublin final.
I will have to go at some stage. Now that I've seen this level of hurling, imagine what it would be like if I see Willie playing.
Yeah, exactly.
Come here, Colm mentioned the All-Stars, you're going along tonight. That's got to be some crack.
Yeah, no, first time going up there now, so looking forward to it. Sure, it's unknown territory, to be honest with you, but something to look forward to and see what happens.
It's live on the telly now, so you'll be good, won't you? Like, you and the rest of the lads.
Oh, cheers. Yeah, we will. Well behaved.
Listen, we have the Radio Awards every year, and I'm forever grateful that that's not big enough to ever be on the telly anywhere, so that we can cut loose and not worry too much about it. But it'll be some night. And then, as if that wasn't enough, tell everyone where you're heading on Sunday.
I'm not sure, should I be saying it, but sure, I'll say it anyway. I'm sure they won't mind. When you win, I suppose, the All-Irelands, you're getting all team holidays together, and we're off to Cape Town then Sunday. That's a cool destination to go to now, in fairness.
It is, and in fairness, though, as well, like, you know, the sacrifice, the effort, that not just yourselves who win, but every GAA team, you know, makes throughout the season. But then when you do win, you do need something to bring the lads all back together, particularly before you get back in the hard slog of pre-season and all the rest that's going to come. So it'll be nice to get the lads all together again, both for the All-Stars tonight and then on Sunday, everyone heading across.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, no, like, been a hectic few months, there's no point saying different, but no, when you get that group back together, like you said, we'll enjoy that the next few days together, and we'll be back then fairly rapid after that, so we'll be back to work. No, it's nice to get kind of rewarded with something there.
Right.
Does that mean the McGraths won't be going because they're still in Championship? Are they going to miss out?
Brian, Noel and John are unfortunately going to miss the trip. Yeah, they're playing, I think it's Aero Guinness in the Munster semi-final.
Yeah.
16th or so, yeah. So they're going to miss that trip. And there could be one or two missing as well. It depends on who wins the football county final.
Oh, that's a sickener, isn't it? Although it's great to win with your club, but you're like, lads are letting off on the holiday.
You've never won a Munster, is that true, Willie?
Never won a Munster. No, I won a football Munster championship under 21 back in 2015, and that's as far as I went then. That was football. So,
would it be on the list of things you want to achieve?
Of course. I'd rather run ahead of an All Ireland, but I'd love to get there someday.
Yeah.
But sure, the Munster Championship is ridiculously competitive. You don't know who's going to come out with there next year. That's the honest truth. So we'll put our front foot forward and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, obviously you're here to tell us all about the beautiful new tip jersey that's coming out on the 14th of November, Intersport, Elvries and O'Neill's.com. You can pick that one up. The jersey you wore last year for the final, did you keep yours? Have you been asked to donate it to anyone? Did anyone try and swap it with you? What happens with your own actual All-Ireland hurling jersey?
I actually swapped jerseys at halftime. So you get one with the All-Ireland kind of memo
stitching
underneath the crest. Yeah. So I still have that one now. That'll be framed, and probably the mother will hold on to that one. But the one I wore in the second half, I actually gave it to a fundraiser for Tipperary GA there last night. And our local pub owner, Niall McGrath, McGrath's Bar Bacon, actually bought it for 1,500. So it's going towards something good anyway, thank God.
And where do you keep the medals? Right.
The mother kind of looks after all them, to be honest.
You're not the first GA player I've spoken to who says that. It's cast the amount of people whose mothers have a hold of them.
I'd say the majority of us now just kind of leave it with the boss there, and she, in fairness to her, she'll mind them, and the father will have a look at them at time to time and whatnot. So, I wouldn't really look at them too much, to be honest with
you. Do you know the rappers who walk around with bling around their neck? Do you know what I think you should do? Is get when you're in Cape Town, you get a massive diamond chain that can hold two All-Ireland medals, and then MC Willie be walking around too.
I don't know what that's going on well there in Cape Town. You could be in a bit of danger.
You're right, fairness. Okay, listen, before I let you go, I want to do something between you and Cahill here, right? I want to play a game called Tip Off. A new game I've just invented where I'm going to test both your knowledges about Tipperary, all right? We're going to go one and one and one. I'll ask you a question, Willie, then I'll ask Cahill a question, I'll ask you, and then...
Well, like, is it GA related or what? Because that's a bit of an unfair advantage, Willie, you'd have.
Yeah, you probably know well now, Cahill. This is all
planned
by
E. No.
Trust me, Willie, he has no clue.
Yeah,
and I'm really rooting for you. I want you to absolutely embarrass him. No, there'll be hurling in there, but it's not just that. It's okay. I'm asking loads of questions. So,
okay.
Willie, you're first up, right? What number junction on the M8... is the turn off for Tip, Cashel, Holy Cross, Dundrum, and the N74? Paul doesn't know either, I can tell.
I'll
meet you at Junction.
At 10.
No, it's 8.
Oh, close. Eight.
Close, very close, very close. Okay, first question to you, Carl. Tip have won in All Ireland in every decade since the 1890s.
Yeah.
42 in total. The only one won in the 1970s. What year was it?
74.
Yeah, no, Willie will tell you. What is it?
1971.
It is 71. 71.
God!
Okay, that's an X on
Cahill's
one. No way!
I'll give you a point for that. Yeah. Willie, 1 point. Cahill, no points. Right, here we go. Okay, Willie, your second question. What is the name of the woman mentioned in Pat Short's Jumbo Breakfast Roll song?
I'm throwing a name. Random. I know that song, but there's no name coming.
It means feck all too. Oh!
So if
Mary. Mary, he's going for.
No.
Well, he's right. He's not right, is he?
He's not right. Can
on,
I say it?
You, you can say it.
Joan.
No, it's Breeda.
I'm doing line with a girl called Joan. No, we're both vegetarians.
Yeah, that's a different one. I'm talking about the one he says at the start. I'm going to sing a song that means an awful lot to me. It means feck all to Breeda down there.
So, oh, well, no. I don't know. We need to look into that one.
No, Var. Var me hole. Carl, your question.
Yeah.
Which famous tip person would you find hanging out with Molly and Vanessa?
Una Healy.
Oh, he's got you. That's absolutely spot on.
Yes.
They're members of the Saturdays. Okay, one apiece. Okay, Willie. On the way to winning the All-Ireland in 2019, who did you beat in the quarter-final?
Leash.
Yes.
Or the Black
Sure, he was on. There. I think.
2-1. Okay,
great question.
Yeah, that's a great question. You need to get this one right now, and then you'll tie it up. There's no tiebreaker question. You'll both be winners. But if you get it wrong now,
okay,
Willie's winning.
Okay.
It's 2-1. Here is your question.
Pressure.
Odd one out.
All right.
Nicky English. Jimmy Doyle. Mick Roach.
Mick Roach.
Why?
Well, I just think Jimmy and Nicky were both All-Ireland winners. I'm not sure what... Was Mick Roach?
What do you think, Willie? What can you see the Auburn out pattern there?
I would have guessed Mick Roach, but I won't lie to you. I don't know why. I'm sure.
According to my very fast research, 2 seconds before this interview started, Nicky and Jimmy were both forwards, and Mick was a midfielder.
Right, okay.
But in fairness, he got it right, so it's 2 apiece. You're both brilliant. Yay!
We can both have the cup.
Willie, one final question for you is, you did brilliant now there on the launch of the jersey. Is there a future in modelling, do you think? You were looking good in the camera.
I would 110% say not a hope. I'd be okay for the radio maybe, but not the camera, no. Definitely not.
Well, listen, Willie, it's a pleasure to catch up. Congratulations on the All-Ireland. Congratulations on tonight at the All-Stars. It'll be some crack. It's on the telly, of course, this evening. And enjoy the trip to Cape Town. And we'll talk to you again, hopefully, before you start pucking balls again for next season.
Yeah, thanks a million. Yeah, and just want to say best of luck to Cahill tomorrow as well. Hopefully... We might get to O'Moore Park. Is this
O'Toole Park?
Yeah.
Well, if we go on a good run, Willie, you never know. You might be coming to Croke Park to see us. So.
Come the holiday short.
Sound, Willie. Thanks.
All right, Willie. Thanks so much.
Thanks, man. Dave Moore on Today FM.